Welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
Samoa. Most of us don't know much about it, but over 100,000 immigrants from those western Polynesian islands now live in the U.S. Hello, I'm Carl Signell. We're going to hear a program on Samoan music. An old incantation accompanied by a wooden gong and a rolled mat, a sample of Pan-Pacific pop, and a 140-voice church choir led by a truck driver recorded on location with Samoan immigrants in Hawaii. One Sunday morning in late October, I was going to say a fine sunny day, but that seems redundant in Hawaii that time of year, I took the Admiral Nimitz Highway going west from Honolulu and arrived at Pearl Harbor Naval Base about 9:30. Right across from the PX, I found my destination, the largest Samoan church in Hawaii. Originally for military dependents, it now serves some 900 Samoans in the state. It's an imposing building, shaped like a giant white A-frame or a Polynesian longhouse. Tropical flowers bloom extravagantly all around, and tropical birds twitter songs strange to my mainland ears. But inside, an impressive choir sings.
The Samoan life are centered around two things, the family and also church. And that's why choir music, you know, is so important in the lives of the Samoans. In the church, you'll find here in the States, wherever there is a Samoan church, there's a big choir.
This choir is a big one, 140 members. They occupy the entire right half of the congregation. The choir uniform includes blue pinafores for the women with white gloves and wide floppy hats. On the side of the church, an organ, a saxophone, and a cornet. The choir director is named Whamanu Tunoa. Back in Samoa, he's a chief. Here in Hawaii, he drives a moving van for a living, but all his spare time is devoted to his choir.
I've been doing this for 38 years. My whole family is in a choir. My other daughter is playing the piano. The other daughter is in a clarinet. The boy, my son, is in a clarinet, I mean a saxophone. The people, the audience, or the congregation, they feel the spirit or with the music that we sing. Sometimes if I get the English hymn, then I change the timing, you know, instead of fast, I take it slower. Then the people won't recognize the same music. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then I take a few measures from this song and then add a couple of measures of my own. Then, you know, I always do my own according to my feeling.
Yeah.
to get involved in the choir takes a lot, most of your time, you know, and even if you work, daytime you work, you feel so, you know, so downhearted or feel tired. But when you come and sing in a choir at evening time, you feel another strength pour in yourself, you know.
Choir number one, conducted by Fa Manu Tonoa at the Samoan Congregational Christian Church at Moanalua, near Honolulu. We'll hear their best number at the end of this program. Samoans love to do things in a group, and they love to sing, so a lot of their music is in vocal ensembles. That church I visited also had a choir number two, which had well over 100 members. So almost the entire congregation in that large church consisted of uniformed choir members. The church also has a youth choir. I returned on another day to hear what kind of music the youth choir would sing. While the boys and girls were assembling for the rehearsal, the choir director, Nofoala, and two of the girls sang a traditional song about how God chose Samoa to be ruled over by the chiefs. While they sang, one of the waiting boys couldn't resist adding a traditional Samoan rhythm. A traditional Samoan song with a European-style melody. The harmony parts are typical Samoan adaptations of European polyphony. When the entire youth choir sang, though, it sounded to me like a stock arrangement, mostly of white gospel origins, one would suppose. It seems to appeal to these youngsters, most of whom come here at an early age, or were born in Hawaii. Incidentally, Samoans told me that their church becomes an important focus of social life here, and that choirs, like other social organizations in Samoa, are vehicles for group competition.
Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
It's like a family, you know, in Hawaii. Everybody loves to come to church because they want to see different people and meet different people. You know, it's very, it's like, it's not from, not like in Samoa. Samoa, it's like, oh, I've seen her already, you know, I've talked to her before.
God has promised us today, his overcoming power. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
They compliment, you know, the conductor of the choir at the end of the service, and that encouraged them, you know, to look for, you know, better melody to please the members of the congregation. And that's a trend right now. It's continual. It's all like it's a competition right now.
God is greater, God is greater, God is greater, God is greater.
The youth choir, led by Nofoalo, at a Samoan church in the Moanalua district of Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. Church music is important to Samoans in Hawaii, but there's plenty of secular music as well. The old Polynesian chants and incantations have not completely died out. Fragments of some of these are kept alive by government institutions, by schools, and even in nightclubs. No, we're not going to a nightclub now to hear a chant, but a Samoan association in Honolulu did sing some secular songs for me. The first song is accompanied by an ancient Samoan percussion instrument, a wooden gong. In the second song, another traditional Samoan percussion instrument joins in, a rolled-up mat struck with two sticks.
This is a story about the last volcanic eruption, the island of Savai'i. It lasted from 1905 to 1911. People of the northern side of the island had to leave their homes and sailed away on canoes to the island of Upolu. Sofunasina. This is an incantation about the 11 brothers and their one sister named Sina. All 11 brothers were named Tui. A demon took possession of Sina, and she called out to her brothers to save her. All refused and escaped except the youngest, who managed to defeat the demon and saved her.
Sofunasina. Sofunasina, sofunasina, leta mafafine, ole fenga ingana etangila utane, ole ngongosina, ete manamea inaya natifa, ifo vanu wa emani, owa umanuna.
Two traditional songs from Samoa. After they had sung the obligatory tunes for the haole from the mainland, the Fetu Au group launched into several Samoan songs more congenial to their current style of life, in a style sometimes called Pan-Pacific Pop. The first of these three songs is a simple one. It might be sung by an elementary school in a competition. The second could be used as a taupo, that is, as a finale to an evening's village entertainment, when a chief's daughter would dance a solo. The third song is, of course, a love song. She says, "I'll remember you until I die, the way you walk, the way you play sports, the way you dance." Three songs, a children's song, a dance song, and a love song.
Ta
The ensemble of the Fetuau Association singing Samoan songs in the current pop style. My impression is that many of the songs sung today by the Samoans are not picked up in the old village oral tradition. Rather, they are learned from institutions such as a school or a church. But increasingly, radio, TV, and cassettes are taking over as primary sources of music. Samoans in Hawaii and on the mainland ask their friends and relatives to send them cassettes from home. Here's the real Samoan music of today.
Pia, pia, na mo tu sia. Te alo, ai hua pua pua hati.
Te leia o le sami, te le poi la au o le pao.
Thank you.
Samoan cassette music. It's slick, professional, up-to-date, and it's Samoan. I've tried to present a lineup of the current musical family of the Samoan immigrants in Hawaii without digging up too many ghosts from the past and perhaps keeping the youngsters in the foreground. Of all the programs in this series, this one probably gives the most true-to-life musical portrait of an ethnic group. We welcome comments on this series. If you'd like to drop us a card or a letter, write to Music in a New World, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Music in a New World, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. It's a pleasure to thank the Samoan musicians who performed on this program. Choir number one at the Samoan Congregational Christian Church in Moanalua in Hawaii, Pita Malai Pastor, Famanu Tunoa directs the choir. Nofualo conducted the youth choir at the same church. Members of the Samoan Association, Fetuau, sang the secular songs. The cassette montage included performances by the choir of the American Samoa Arts Council on Viking label, the Samoan Surf Riders, also on Viking, the Five Stars on Hibiscus label, and Penina o Tiafao on Ode. Special thanks to Terry Liu, Leunga Turner, Malai Tasi, and Professor Jacob Wainwright Love. Hawaii's brand new public radio station, KHPR, kindly recorded the Fetuau group. Bob Miller was the audio engineer. The Center for American Folklife generously loaned the professional equipment, which I used to record at the church. Deb Lamberton is the consulting producer for this series and deserves a lot of credit for her support and expert advice. Post-production engineering for this program was in the capable hands of Dave Glasser, Leszek Wojcik, and Flawn Williams.
Oh,
Thanks for listening. I'm your host and producer, Carl Signell. Join me, won't you, for the next edition of Music in a New World.
You've been listening to Music in a New World, a series of programs exploring ethnic music in communities across America. The production of this program was made possible through a grant from the Folk Arts Program of the National Endowment for the Arts and with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Music in a New World is distributed by NFCB, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.